Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers cut spending during October at the steepest rate in more than 7 years. Spending plunged 1%, slightly more than the 0.9% decline that Wall Street economists had forecast. Adjusted for inflation, real spending fell for 5 straight months through October. The last time that real U.S. consumer spending fell for such a protracted period was over a 5-month span from September to January. That's September of 1990 to January of 1991. President-elect Barack Obama will name former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker to chair an advisory panel to advise the U.S. president-elect on stabilizing financial markets and maneuvering the country out of a recession. Sources say that University of Chicago economist and Obama policy advisor Austin Goolsbee will serve as the panel's staff director. Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 8,385, down 93 points. NASDAQ 1459 is off 5.77. The S&P 500 at 847 is down just 5 ticks over 10 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed's the last day I'll be broadcasting this week. No markets on Friday morning, although we will have market reports on Friday afternoon.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Dave. And after this, I'll be talking to you on the air again on Monday.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, we have some weather to talk about. First off, a quick look at the U.S. Weather. There's no big problems foreseen over the next week or so. There will be probably a couple of weather systems giving some minor impact on the weather in some of the production areas. But starting out with today, the major corn and wheat areas and bean areas are dry. Tomorrow, we're looking at dry weather by and large as well, although some showers may start to develop in Texas, especially tomorrow night, and also in the southern delta. And then on Friday, it looks like a weather system will take rain across the far southern plains. That would be southern Oklahoma, northern Texas, so that would include some of the wheat areas getting a little moisture. Also, maybe a little moisture in southeast Colorado and western Kansas on Friday. And some showers moving across the middle and southern delta toward the southeastern states, so some rain there. But the Midwest Corn Belt stays dry. The next chance of widespread precipitation in the Midwest Corn Belt probably not coming until Sunday. Now, one model does indicate that there might be a little bit of light snow in southern Minnesota Thursday night into Friday and across parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. But by and large, everything's quiet until a weather system moves into the upper Midwest later on Saturday and then across Illinois and Indiana Saturday night and Sunday. And behind it, colder air, so some scattered flurries. But at this point, it doesn't look like heavy amounts of precipitation at all. Then we have an up and down temperature pattern early next week, the first day of December cold. Then we warm up a bit, and then a cold front comes through, and we turn colder again as we go into the third. And there could be some snow showers with that. And then cold the middle of next week, and then a little milder, then colder. And occasionally little clipper systems will come through with a little bit of precipitation. But at this point, no big storms heading this way. So we'll keep with that for a while and see how it all pans out. But we're looking at South America, and probably the biggest news is some heavy thunderstorms did occur in some of the drier areas of Argentina overnight. And that's important because we're starting to finally see some rain in Argentina after an extraordinarily dry period. And it appears over the next 5 days or so, decent rainfall is expected across all of the production areas of Argentina. So that's beneficial. Now, they were very hot again yesterday in parts of Argentina, especially western parts, so the drying rates were high. But it does look like widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are going to occur over most of the production areas of Argentina today through tomorrow, including Buenos Aires, La Pampa, San Luis, Cordoba, Santiago del Estero, and southwestern Santa Fe. Now, as we look to tomorrow night into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rainfall could get a little heavier in those areas and spread a little bit farther northeast, too, covering Santa Fe and Entre Rios. So those are areas that are going to likely get some decent rainfall finally. Now, on the other hand, it looks like there's not going to be much in the way of precipitation at all for the southern production areas of Brazil. A few showers over the weekend may get into southern parts of Rio Grande do Sul, but an area that had started out the season very wet has now turned very dry. Very little, if any, precipitation will fall in Rio Grande do Sul. Again, maybe a few showers in southern sections. Santa Catarina, Paraná will stay dry. Southern parts of Sao Paulo will stay dry. It'll be less rain than usual for Mato Grosso do Sul as well. But you go a bit farther north and the rain opportunities still look decent for some of the northern production areas, although it's going to turn hotter. But Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia will probably get some showers and thunderstorms on an almost daily basis here. So that the focus when we go into next week will probably be on dryness in the southern parts of Brazil and rain in the northern parts. And so right now, Argentina is improving. Southern Brazil is taking a downturn, and northern Brazilian green belt doing okay. That's a look at the growing areas. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 565, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 2 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 537 1/4, up 3 1/4. Last trade up 3. March 556, up 3 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/2. July 585, up 4 3/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. December corn opened at 353 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 2 3/4. March 370 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/2. July 393, unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/2. January beans opened at 885 1/2, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 11. July 911 1/2, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 11. December soybean meal opened at 260 260, up 10. Last trade up 240. December soybean oil opened at 32.24, unchanged. Last trade up 38. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing from Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave, and good morning to you.
Happy Thanksgiving Day to you, too. Hope you and yours have a wonderful holiday, and if you're traveling, you'll be safe.
We're going to be at home, so we got family coming in, but thank you for the thought.
Let's look at the marketplace. This is one of those days where traders like to look at seasonals, and they do it on the day after Thanksgiving as well. And typically, on a lot of times, that you look at the bean market and you get a pop day before and the day after Thanksgiving. You had a little pop overnight. You going to see anything like that today?
Well, I think probably that's what the pop was last night. 75% of the time is the number you're looking for there. It seems like the markets rally the day before, or I shouldn't say the markets, the bean market rallies the day before Thanksgiving. And, of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we only trade till noon, and it seems like we have a little strength there, too. So I think they see the same things we see, and that's probably what caused the pop in the beans last night.
Well, I mean, for all the bluster about the trade and the recovery in the Dow, softer dollar, a little bit firmer in the last several sessions in the oil market, you look at these charts, Steve, and essentially we're back to square one. I mean, we're in a congestion band around $9 in beans, and in fact, we've lowered the congestion band, in my opinion, in the corn because of the last couple of weeks of trading sessions down into the 390 area, and that's about where we are.
You're exactly right, and I think the key word to all of this is a word that, you know, we've kind of got away from is demand. Once we destroy demand with what's been going on in the world and here in the United States, it takes a long time to build up. There's some folks in the trade that think we're going all the way back before we started the bubble, and they're saying we're going to have to put a two in front of this corn market before we start seeing demand pick up again. So time will tell on that.
Certainly, producers have locked the doors tight.
Exactly, and basis has strengthened in some places, but, you know, there's still corn out in other areas so that the pipelines are still full. If you look at the demand overseas and if you look at what we're doing on exports, just as an example, at the end of this Monday, we were about 100 corn shipped, is right at 363 million bushel. We were at 582 last year. Mm-hmm. So the demand isn't there right now, and we're going to have to stimulate some way to get this demand started again and get the world back on track. So price usually cures these things.
Go ahead and give us your calls then for this morning, please.
Well, the early calls on the from the floor are corn up 1 to 3, beans up 10 to 13, and wheat steady.
Mm-hmm. Thanks much, Steve.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Steve Schilling with Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.